Denmark. You know, they're famous for like Hidge and those cool castles and stuff. But now they're diving headfirst into the world of AI with this crazy powerful new supercomputer. It's called Gefion. And get this, we've got three whole sources all about it. So let's jump in and see how this thing is going to like shake up everything from healthcare to quantum computing.
It's really something, you know. Denmark's vision for this project is incredible. They're not just chasing processing power. They're tapping into something truly unique. Denmark's got this incredibly detailed health data they've been meticulously collecting since the early 70s.
Okay, hold on. I'm not a doctor or anything, but decades of health info. And Gefion can crunch through all of that. That sounds like a recipe for some serious breakthroughs.
Absolutely. Think about it. Patterns and insights hidden within this huge amount of data that would be impossible for humans to even detect. Gefion could find those patterns. It could mean breakthroughs in personalized medicine, catching diseases early, even developing brand new drugs. We're talking about potentially impacting millions of lives.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Okay, but back up a sec. Who's behind this project?
It's this really cool collaboration, a public-private partnership. You've got the Novo Nordisk Foundation. They're a nonprofit, but they have ties to Novo Nordisk, the company that makes Ozempic.
Oh, yeah. The weight loss drug everyone's talking about.
Exactly. And then there's Denmark's Export and Investment Fund, or EIFO. They're a government agency focused on helping Danish businesses grow. And, of course, you can't forget NVIDIA, the tech giant. They're supplying the computing power, the muscle behind it all.
So it's like philanthropy meets government support with a sprinkle of cutting-edge tech. Sounds like a recipe for innovation. But just how powerful is Gefion? What can these NVIDIA H100 Tensor Core GPUs, you know, what do they actually do?
Basically, they're specialized processors built for the kind of complex calculations that AI needs. We're talking 1,528 of these GPUs working together. To give you a sense of scale, Gefion can perform 51.2 petaflops. That's a measure of processing speed. Like, imagine a smartphone doing a single calculation. Well, Gefion can do that 51.2 quadrillion times every second.
Whoa, okay, my brain's melting a little bit. But that makes Denmark's old setup, you know, their share of the Lumi supercomputer in Finland, it makes that look tiny, right?
Oh, totally. Lumi was powerful, don't get me wrong. Yeah. Denmark's portion was 15.95 petaflops.
Yeah.
But Gefion, it's like a whole other level. This puts Denmark on the map as a serious player in the AI world.
And it's not just for scientists in some lab, right? You mentioned that businesses can get in on this too. That's got to be huge for Denmark's economy.
You got it. Giving businesses the tools to use AI opens up a world of possibilities. Think about startups, small companies. Suddenly they have the same computing power as massive research institutions. That levels the playing field and sparks innovation across all kinds of industries.
So we could see new companies popping up, maybe even new industries, all thanks to Gefion.
Exactly. And it's not just about money. It's about tackling real-world problems. There are research projects already lined up focused on green energy solutions, pushing the limits of quantum computing, and, of course, that amazing health data we talked about. It's going to revolutionize healthcare.
This is all super exciting, but with a tool this powerful, I got to ask, how is Denmark making sure AI is being used responsibly, ethically, you know?
That's a crucial question. And it seems like Denmark is taking it seriously. They've put together a strong ethical framework that really emphasizes data privacy, transparency, being accountable for how this tech is used.
Okay, good to hear. It's easy to get caught up in the cool tech and forget about the potential downsides. It sounds like Denmark's trying to find that balance, pushing innovation while making sure it benefits everyone.
It's not just about setting rules. It's about building a whole culture around responsible AI. That means educating people, businesses, policymakers, everyone, about the potential benefits and the risks that come with it.
And all of this fancy tech and ethical frameworks, it can't be cheap, right?
True. The combined investment from the Novo Nordisk Foundation and EIFO is a cool $98 million. But you got to think about the return on that investment, the economic benefits, the scientific discoveries, the impact this could have on society. It's an investment in Denmark's future and maybe even the world's.
That's a great point. It's not an expense, it's an investment that could pay off for generations to come. But where is this thing? I'm picturing like some futuristic underground lair.
Not quite a secret lair, but it is impressive. Gefion is housed in a digital realty data center in Copenhagen. And here's a cool detail. The data center runs on renewable energy, so it fits perfectly with Denmark's focus on sustainability.
Love that. It really paints a picture of Denmark not just jumping on the tech bandwagon, but doing it with the environment in mind. So we've covered the who, what, and where of Gefion, but how about the how? How are they actually using this incredible power?
That's where things get really interesting. They've got these pilot projects, each one tackling a different challenge using AI. It's like a sneak peek into the future of what Gefion can do.
Okay, now you've got me hooked. Tell me more about these projects.
These projects are really something else, each one pushing the limits of what AI can do. Like, there's this one that's diving into the microscopic world, simulating quantum algorithms for molecular recognition at the University of Copenhagen.
Okay, now I gotta be honest, the word quantum kind of makes my head spin. Can you break this down for me? What's this project all about and why is it such a big deal?
Imagine trying to understand how molecules work, you know, how they interact, how they bind together, how they react. It's crucial for things like discovering new drugs and new materials. But doing experiments in a lab, well, it takes forever and you can only do so much. But quantum algorithms, they let researchers simulate these interactions in incredible detail, all in a virtual environment.
So it's like they have a virtual lab where they can play around with molecules and see how they behave with way more precision than in the real world.
Exactly. And Gefion gives them the horsepower to actually run these crazy complex simulations. It's like giving scientists a superpower. They can explore the molecular world with so much more clarity. It could speed up the process of finding new life-saving drugs or discovering amazing new materials.
That's mind-blowing. It seems like Gefion is opening up a whole new world of possibilities for science. But let's switch gears for a sec. There's this other project that really caught my eye, the one at the Technical University of Denmark that's looking at CO2 reduction in enzymes. This sounds like it could be huge for fighting climate change, right?
Absolutely. Enzymes, they're like these tiny little proteins that act as catalysts. They speed up chemical reactions in living things. This project is all about figuring out how some enzymes can actually help reduce CO2, which we all know is a big problem for the planet.
So if they crack the code on how these enzymes work, could we use them to, like, capture CO2 from the air and do something useful with it?
That's the dream. It's like using nature's own tools to fight climate change. And with Gefion, they can model these super complex enzymatic reactions at the molecular level. They'll get insights that could lead to some really innovative carbon capture technologies.
It's amazing to think that the solution to one of humanity's biggest problems could be hidden in these tiny little enzymes. Now, I gotta ask about this project that really piqued my interest, the one about building an AI-powered care companion using video pre-training. What is that all about?
This one's a collaboration between a startup called Teton and the University of Copenhagen. Picture this. You've got a virtual companion powered by AI. It can give you emotional support, check in on its well-being, even remind you to take your meds.
Sounds like science fiction come to life. But who would this kind of care companion be most helpful for?
Think about elderly people who live alone, people struggling with chronic illnesses, anyone who could use extra support managing their health and well-being. The AI companion learns by watching videos. It gets really good at understanding human behavior, recognizing emotions, even picking up on subtle cues that something might be wrong.
It's wild to think that AI could not only provide medical support, but also be a companion, offer emotional care. It really shows how technology can improve our lives in ways we never imagined. Okay, I can't let you go without talking about the project that's close to my heart, the one at the Danish Meteorological Institute that's using AI to improve weather forecasts.
Ah, yes, the age-old challenge of predicting the weather. Even with all the technology we have, forecasting is still tough. But AI brings a whole new set of tools to the table.
So how exactly can AI make our weather predictions better?
AI is a pattern recognition machine. By feeding Gefion tons of historical weather data, they can train AI models to spot those subtle patterns and correlations that we humans might miss. Those insights can then be used to make forecasts more accurate, not just for a whole region, but also for specific locations.
So instead of just knowing there's a chance of rain somewhere in the area, we could know if it's going to rain on our street in the next hour.
That's the idea. Imagine what that could mean for things like agriculture, transportation, planning events, even just everyday life. More accurate, localized forecasts could help us make smarter choices, use resources better, and maybe even save lives by giving people early warnings about extreme weather.
It's incredible how AI can be used for so many different things, from the tiny world of molecules to something as big as our planet's weather. These pilot projects are just the beginning, a glimpse into the possibilities that Gefion has to offer.
And don't forget, these are just 6 projects out of over 50 proposals they got. The amount of interest from researchers and innovators in all sorts of fields is amazing. It just goes to show the power of this technology and how much people want to work together to use it.
It sounds like Denmark has created the perfect environment for AI innovation, a place where researchers, entrepreneurs, and policymakers are all working together to use this technology to make things better for everyone. But all this innovation brings up a big question. What impact will Gefion have on Denmark's economy in the long run?
That's the key question, and the potential impact is huge. By making AI accessible to businesses of all sizes, Denmark is basically creating a breeding ground for innovation and economic growth.
So how exactly can businesses use Gefion to be more successful? I'm guessing it's more than just crunching numbers.
Oh, for sure. Think about things like creating personalized customer experiences, using AI to analyze data and figure out what each customer wants, and then tailor products and services just for them. Or imagine optimizing supply chains, using AI to predict how much demand there will be for a product, and then making sure it gets delivered efficiently so there's less waste and more profit.
So AI isn't just for big tech companies anymore. It's becoming essential for businesses of all sizes across all industries. But how does Gefion fit into this shift towards an economy that's all about data?
Gefion is the engine that drives that shift. It gives businesses access to the power they need to unlock the insights hidden in their data. That means they can make better decisions, work more efficiently, and ultimately be more successful in a world that's constantly changing.
It's like Gefion is leveling the playing field, giving small startups the same tools as big corporations so they can actually compete.
Exactly. And that can lead to a more dynamic and innovative economy where new ideas and businesses can thrive no matter how big or small they are. This is where Denmark's vision is really impressive. They're creating an environment where AI isn't just a privilege for a few. It's a tool that empowers everyone.
It's a great example for other countries to follow, showing how investing in AI and creating a collaborative environment can lead to both technological progress and a stronger economy.
It's about creating a future where AI isn't just about algorithms and processing power. It's about empowering people, tackling challenges, and building a world that's more sustainable and prosperous.
Well said. We've covered a lot in this deep dive, from Gefion's incredible power to these amazing pilot projects that are pushing the limits of AI. And we've talked about how it can change the economy, giving businesses of all sizes the tools they need to thrive in a data-driven world. But there's one last question that's been on my mind. What does Gefion's creation tell us about the future of AI and how it will impact humanity?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We can't predict the future for sure, but Gefion shows us where things are headed. It points to a future where AI is woven into our lives, changing the way we live, work, and interact with the world around us.
So we've seen what Gefion can do. It's got the potential to revolutionize so many fields, from healthcare to tackling climate change. But as we wrap this up, I'm curious, what does Denmark's move into the world of AI? You know, what does it tell us about the bigger picture? Are we on the verge of an AI revolution?
It definitely feels that way. Gefion is a powerful sign of something that's happening all over the world. It's like a race to see who can harness the power of AI first. Countries, companies, they're all starting to realize that AI isn't just some cool new technology. It's essential. The ones who embrace it are going to shape the future. The ones who don't, well, they risk getting left behind.
So it's not just about national pride. It's about economic power, scientific progress, even global influence. But with all this AI stuff advancing so quickly, there's got to be some worries, right? We hear about jobs being replaced, algorithms being biased, even the potential for AI to be used for bad things. How do we balance the benefits with the potential risks?
It's a tough question. It's like walking a tightrope. We have to acknowledge those concerns, address them head on, and find ways to minimize the risks. But we can't let fear stop us. The potential benefits of AI are too important to ignore.
True. Imagine AI helping us wipe out diseases, create clean energy solutions, even predict and prevent natural disasters. We can't just turn away from those possibilities.
Exactly. It's not just about solving problems. It's about making humans better. Think of AI as a tool that helps us think smarter, make better choices, achieve things we never thought were possible.
Okay, but how do we make sure this tool is used for good, that it benefits all of humanity and not just a select few?
That's where Denmark is showing the way. They're really focused on creating a strong ethical framework for AI. They're all about transparency, making sure people are accountable, and keeping humans in control. It's a model for other countries to follow. It's about making sure AI development aligns with our values, our ethics, our vision for a better future.
So it's not just about the tech itself. It's about the values driving its development, making sure AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
Exactly. And this takes everyone working together. We need open discussions, collaboration between governments, researchers, businesses, and regular people. It's about shaping the future of AI together, making sure it reflects our shared values and goals.
It's a good reminder that AI isn't just some tech revolution, it's a societal one. It's about how we decide to incorporate this powerful technology into our lives and how we use it to create the world we want to live in. And Gefion, with its incredible power and Denmark's commitment to responsible AI, it's a beacon of hope. It shows what's possible when innovation is guided by a strong moral compass.
It's an inspiring example of how a small country can make a big impact on the world. It reminds us that the future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we build together.
That's a great point to end on. Gefion is more than just a supercomputer. It's a testament to human ingenuity, to our ambition, and the potential for technology to make the world a better place. We hope this deep dive has given you a glimpse into this exciting world of AI and made you curious about what the future holds. Remember, the future isn't something that just happens, it's something we create. And with careful and responsible development, AI can be a powerful tool for building a brighter future for everyone.
Well said. It's been a pleasure joining you on this journey exploring Denmark's AI adventure.
And to all our listeners, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep imagining the world we want to create together.